And we are back. We're live, and tonight we're speaking with Les Durant. He's down in Georgia, and he's got a unique way of capturing video and pictures. Is that correct, Les?
I do. Yes, I sure do. I use cell phones, old cell phones.
Cool.
I've been collecting them for a little while, only just actually a couple of years. I probably have about I have about 11 of them. So I've got old Samsungs. I've got some that were donated to me, some T-Mobiles. I even have one from the UK that speaks in UK English, so which is awesome. I really like that. That's a company called TCL. And the thing about cell phones, and you'll probably hear me ramble on a little bit, but we were talking about this before we went live, is that if you have a Google account, I'm not sure about like the iStores or anything like that, but with a Google account, you can go in and you can set it up on any phone. As long as you can log in with your main account that has all of your apps, you can download all these apps onto these other phones, so which is good. And here's the thing, that I could also say, hey, Mark, what's your Google address? I could add you to my family. So I could actually have a couple, and you'd be able to have them for free too. But the thing about these phones is these phones can be reset, and it's really not that hard to do. You just go in, I'm not going to walk you through all that, but you're just going to reset them, and you log in generally with your Google account or whatever. And as long as you can access your Wi-Fi, then you can access the app. And pretty much after that, you really don't need Wi-Fi. You can do it without. And that's the cool thing. And the main thing that I talk about, especially with the apps that I use, are I'm not trying to sell any apps. I don't create any apps or anything like that. The apps that I've used, I've actually seen by these guys, a group called Twin Paranormal. They are amazing. Love them. They're on YouTube, and they do a new show every single week. And I've taken my objects and orbs mentality after their respect for the entities that they do whenever they go out and videotape. They'll go out there and they'll kind of mess around and everything. They're actually two twins, and well, of course that would be twins too, but they're two guys that look alike. And what they do is they do paranormal, a lot of it in Nevada and California, and they very respectful. So they'll be all acting up at first, and then but as soon as they go in, they'll say, "Hello, my name is River. My name is Ryan. I'm Les. We would like to be able to talk to you." And just like that, and then boom, and then hello. And then, so because of that, the entities know and they're thankful that you're talking to them. Same thing goes when you're calling UFOs. Same thing. That's something that we've started doing, and we get amazing results nightly. And that's, that's a whole nother thing, but I mean, we can talk about it too. They, as long as you treat them with respect, then you get respect. You don't just walk in and say, "Oh, show yourself." None of that. Walk in and you'll start to get respect, and you'll notice, earlier, that I had the REM pod on, and I could ask it, can you do it again? Thank you. And just be, "Wow, that was great. Just thank you for using my equipment and all of that." And then they start to come, they start to get more and more, active. And you'll notice that, like, I've got one cell phone up right now because of the, I'm doing Spirit Talker, but I've got many, many, many more that can be added into the mix. This one is still, I haven't even, really started it yet, but I call it an overabundance of evidence. And these guys right now, Twin, they're only using two Spirit Talkers, and I can handle about four before they start to get just a little much on me. And if you and your viewers want to see what it looks like in action, I've got a video on my YouTube channel, which is Objects and Orbs, and you can go on there and like and share, of course. But it's house guest becomes a ghost investigator, and you won't believe what you see. It's amazing. It's just one of those things where you can hear her aha moment, you know, and I'm sure you guys have probably had that, like, oh, right. You know, like maybe you've got somebody in your family who don't believe in what you do until you hand, you know, hold on just a second. Until you hand, where do these go? My dowsing rods. Yeah. I've got a pair of dowsing rods that are, pretty nice. But basically there's a couple of hangers, 'cause you know, hey, I work with what I've got, right? But you put two of those in people's hands and you say, all right, can you make them move? And they start to move. But I'm not going to tell you the end of the show or the end of the video what happens to my wife.
Jesse uses dowsing rods.
Awesome. Yeah,
I've got a pair of those. Yeah.
How often do you use them?
We bring them to any friends and family and stuff, especially okay. ones that we haven't done anything with yet.
Awesome. Yeah, I would recommend using them even more, especially for non-believers. Say, hey, just hold right. this hand, you know, just a second and see what happens and walk around and just let them get a feel for it. And once they get that feel, and let me kind of finish my thought here, is like, you know, these are also used for water, for finding water. They're found. Yeah. They're used for finding things. So it's well documented that they're used for what they're used for. So,
right.
So once you get that feeling in your hand and you can say, hey, can you aim it towards this person? And it goes over there. Yeah, definitely. That's one of the, I mean, that's a golden moment. That's one of those cherished moments that you get an aha and people come up to you and say, oh, by the way, I had this happen to me just recently, and can you tell me more about it? You're like, okay, well, you never mm-hmm. talked to me before, but that's all right. I'm not worried about that. It's now that you're enlightened, and that's a very special thing, you know. But yeah, I would totally recommend it. How about you other guys? Have you other guys used them before?
I haven't used them. Well, I use dowsing rods to find water, but that's about it.
Yes, and. Hold on.
I mean, we used them at your house on Thanksgiving, but
yeah, I didn't. I actually didn't use them. You guys did. It was kind of right. showing us how to use them, and they did. They did move. They pointed over to the shelf where I had my resin angel and the actual dog tags that were sitting there.
So. These are just two pieces of hangers, you know, two long hangers, cut and then bent, you know, so because, you know, that's the way I do things down here. That's the way we do things down here. We just do with what we got. And then so this other one's a little wampus, but it's all right. It'll still serve its point. So you just kind of get them to hold them like that. Just hold them still. And then, yes, hey, can you? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's trying to reach off my knuckle. Yeah.
Yeah, they already started moving away from each other.
Yeah. Can you cross? Can you put them together for me? Thank you. Thanks for doing that. And thanks for showing these guys how they work. Yeah, they're just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And my new catchphrase is just like that. Just like that. Yeah, so you know, yeah, it's pretty simple, and I think that's what all of this is about. It's just being simple with things. Yeah, and we verify, of course, with our EMFs, but you know, when times get tough, you say, well, won't you ask, you know, won't you see if there's anything really here. Well, at least we know there's some water, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, I mean, it's that's yeah, that's just kind of the way it goes, really. Okay. So I bet you guys are ready to see some stuff in action now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure, all right. Well, you, all right. So here goes.
I'm curious. I'm curious of what your, what you, how you use your cameras.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. So,
to do your pictures of the
UFOs.
Oh, the UFOs. Oh, thank you. Yeah. 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 Very, very good. Yeah. So using the same phones, in fact, I've caught UFOs with this. So let's use this phone right here.
That looks like an old Apple.
It's actually an old Samsung Galaxy S7.
Really?
But I was gifted an i5, which was, I've got some UFOs on it too. The thing about these phones is making sure that you set them up to where they can record for a very long time, like about 45 minutes or so. That one's kind of dead right now, but I'm going to show you how to use the same app on my phone. I use there's a program called Manual Camera. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like just like that. You'll find a bunch of them that kind of look like this. Let me see if I can get rid of this glare. Oh, hey, that helps a little bit. Oh, yeah. That works. Hello. Okay. So I'm very practical, too. You go into your settings. You always want to film at landscape. Always. Like these pictures of, you know, Mark and St. Joe and Jesse and me, right? We're not like this. We're in landscape mode. Yeah, that's what we also got to train society to start doing, is doing it this way and not 50s style, not like that. Okay, that's my little preach on that deal. Okay, so anyway, image quality, set all that up. You come in here and you save your location and your bit rates. Make sure you do maximum. Cool thing I like on this is like I can do 45 minutes, so I'll set that up and just go from there. And then what I'll do is I'll transfer all this using USB cord to my computer. Then I use a program called SM Player, which is free. And I use that. Oh, and then let me start over again. I also have Velcro on the back of my phones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I use this. And I use this exact piece right here. And this exact phone. All right. I did this. And I aimed it up to the sky. Now, this is just an old antenna, you know, thing. An old RCA. Just,
right.
You know, but
right.
It's got Velcro on it from a big department store. And I aimed it up to the sun. And I was just hoping to catch some clouds, and I ended up catching some craft following a C-130 aircraft.
So you can almost set that up like a trail cam.
Sort of, yeah.
Guys. You know, I mean,
the only difference would be it's constantly recording instead of being triggered.
Well, but that's true. Now,
you can also use a tripod to set it on, too.
Here's the wraparound. So let me. Okay, since that came up, I've got a. I've got a security camera. I got a security camera that basically, the way I have it set up, it's a Wi-Fi camera. Even like this, this could be technically sort of the same thing, but I have an old cell phone, right? And I open up the security camera video, the app. So I'm going to go into, now this one for my app down here is called Zoomy Mall. Well, I know where the camera is. It's in the living room right now, actually. So I use one called Zoomy Mall. That's how it's set up. And then what you do is whenever you go in, you access it and it'll say accessing camera, blah, blah, blah. You go in, you hit record, and then you just let the phone sit down and you forget about it till the next day, at least for about 5 hours or so. Then you go in and you view that and you get some amazing stuff, which I also have. I could show you that too. So yeah, that's really the way to do it. Or if you're really geeky like me, I go in there and I have an Android emulator on my computer, and I will go in there and drop the Zoomy Mall in there so I can watch it at all times in big screen. And that's kind of fun too. I could probably do that online with the other, but people with rings. Oh, I would love to just teach them. I wish I had a ring. If I had a ring, that'd be just awesome. Because so many people catch stuff on rings. And you will see stuff like you never seen before, but if you can go in there and just hit record, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But some of the stuff I've seen that people have caught with those rings and those other outdoor video cameras, you know, the security cameras and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, by the time it gets to Facebook or YouTube, that stuff can be edited with today's technology. There's a lot of, you got to be careful when watching that stuff online, because a lot of people are out just for like their 15 minutes of fame.
You do. That's exactly right. No, you do. That's exactly right. And that's why, do you have a security camera?
Me? No.
You come on. Come on. They're like,
I know, yeah.
30 bucks.
I'm planning on getting them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got one on neighborhood.
I don't need one.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
I got neighbors that watch my place.
That's okay. Now let me give you an example. I live 1900 feet up in a surrounded forest, and I got neighbors too, but we have what's known as Georgia justice and mountain justice up here too. So when shit goes down and people start shooting, you want to have a security camera outside now. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you happen to be a Bigfoot hunter, you like to see some shit. But my main thing on this, here's my main thing, is that I want you to be able to find your shit and be able to go outside, or pardon my language, oh, I'm sorry, to see your stuff and walk outside and say, there is not a bug out here. There is not a bug, but there is shizzle passing me like big. But the camera that I have is only 25 frames a second. Now, if you got one that's shooting 30 frames a second or 60, that's choice. Because I could show you, I've got 6 hours worth of stuff. We could look at stuff for hours and you'd be like, what was that? I mean, we could do that. If you want to do that, I can share. You know, it's up to you. I mean, shoot.
We're here to interview you so we can talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, no, it's. So no, because I'm a multifaceted guy, because the paranormal interacts with the extraterrestrial by, there's a middle, and I call it the paraterrestrial. The paraterrestrial is the stuff we can't explain. And here's the stuff that that we see that can be explained by quantum mechanics or quantum physics. Quantum mechanics has what's known as the observer effect. One of you guys got access to the computer? Look up observer effect for me.
I know exactly what it is.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So it's when
you have a particle, it's the slit theory.
Yep.
If you're not observing a particle being pushed or shot through this slit, it'll go, or you know, it'll stay as it is, and it'll just one at a time. But when you observe it, it changes. You'll have it split, or it'll create wave.
Right, and it can also create other things too.
Yep,
and that's where the paraterrestrial comes in. Okay, actually, I've got. Let me see. Do you guys want to look at some night stuff, or do you guys want whatever you feel? I can show you some UFO stuff from last night.
Joe's the one in control of everything for this.
Oh, you got control.
No, I'm letting you do this.
It's whatever you want to do because I'm here
for you to promote you.
I can.
We do this to promote you. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Well, we can do a little bit of let's do some paranormal here real quick, and we can ask the spirits and see how the REM pods and the spirit talker works. Usually I run it through a mixer, but I want to just kind of start off just basic and for anybody to be able to do this. So especially if you have an extra cell phone, just get on there. And I recommend Spirit Talker. It's like all of $4, but you can spread it around with all your phones. Okay, so before I do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and use my UFO catcher. But I'm going to use this as a spirit music box. And the music box works like a yes, no. So like ding is yes, and okay is ding, ding. All right. And then anything other than that, generally they like to just play with it and we'll just say, hey, sometimes you can actually understand it as well. You can hear them almost, or you can hear it almost say thank you like that. All right. So here we have. Leave that right there. Let's go ahead and start the REM pod first. There we go. Actually, no, we're going to start the spirit talker.
REM pods are interesting, you know, because they're a proximity system.
That's right. That's why we'll wait for them. We'll wait for that one to start later. Okay. And then this one hasn't even been turned on yet. So this is a new one we're adding to the mix. And if you want to add any more to the mix, as you know, I got like 9 more. So, and then I'll kind of tell you the story. Let's go ahead and do this one. Let's go ahead and turn this on. So we're like, okay, now I'm going to turn this up. Okay. And I'm going to sit over here. Is there anybody who would like to say hello? What is your name? You can use this piece of equipment. Are you here? Can you make that move for me? Well, we're going to find that out by starting the spirit music box. Thank you. Appreciate you using that. All right. So the one thing you want to do is you want to put these in airplane mode.
So you put the phones in airplane mode?
Yes. Okay.
So that would help keep outside interference from being there.
Yes. All right. Now over here we have the spirit. The 1200s. Are you from the 1200s? What's your name? Okay. Let me start over again. Hold on. We'll leave it. So I'm 1900 feet up. 1900 feet up, surrounded by trees in a forest. We are a quarter mile from.
I heard it.
Told you. I mean, it's busy. So we're about a quarter mile from a Native American stone circle, which has also been associated with portals. So we figured that there was a settlement up on this hill. We're 5 miles from North Carolina, 5 miles from Tennessee. So we are what's known as the tri-state area, the Appalachian Mountains, or that's where they say it here, Appalachians. And so a lot of Welsh people were from here. There was the Cherokee trip, or there was the Trail of Tears that was from here, started here. So around this area, there's a lot of activity. At one time, you might hear the word settlement up here. You might hear the word forest. You might hear we were shot here. You might hear... wind carries laughter. How does that come up? Thank you. You might hear we were jailed here. Now here's the other thing that you might hear too. We have some resident guests. We have Gary and his wife. You're not scaring me. We have Gary and his wife Edith, and that might be who that is. Gary, can you make that green light go off again, or that red light? And one time we lost some debit cards, and him and his wife helped us find it. So we searched him. We said, "What's your last name?" And it said Williams, first name Gary. Okay, we looked it up. died in Mineral Bluff, Georgia, right where I live, a town of maybe, 200 people. His wife's name is Edith. And then also. Okay. Hello, Edith. It's been a while. Edith sometimes comes back here. Our most famous ghost, of course, is Florence. That is my wife's grandmother. She shows up a lot. I have a YouTube video specifically why we love our grandma Florence, and she shows up on podcasts quite a bit too. So you may hear her name come up. There's also
famous.
Yes, she's very famous now. A lot of that's not dangerous. No, okay. Now let's go back to this. If it says get out, dangerous, witchcraft, any of that stuff. What you want to do is just say, no, this equipment has been invented so we can talk to you. We appreciate you using it. It will not hurt you in any way. All right, now let's go back over here to the spirit music box. Inside what? Who are we talking to? What's your name? I'd like to show you respect. Okay. See, that one kind of died. Okay. While we're waiting on that one, let's get the other spirit talk. Maybe we should get this one.
Here's a question for you.
Yes. Yes.
The one that died on you, how full was the battery when you started it?
Good question. I think it was at 60. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to move up in the chain here a little bit. Okay. All right. Now, I will tell you, of course, this is still probably good. I'll show you something just kind of crazy because I'm ADHD, you know me. If ever there was a need for Adderall for adults in Georgia, have them call me. Yeah, I got it in Texas, got it in Arkansas. Oh, no, not in Georgia. Nothing else either. That's why. Never mind. So I'm also a MUFON investigator. Or was.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Wow.
Hello.
I've got it. Hey, Les, since you brought that up, I have a picture that I took with my S5 when I had that.
Okay.
The only thing that prompted me to snap this shot is
this the Marshall picture?
Yep, this is the Marshall picture.
Oh, that's it. I'm being followed. Okay, go ahead.
Hang on a second. Amanda MUFON. Well, we'll let Les answer that.
Yes, MUFON is the Mutual UFO Network, and they've been out since 1969. Hold on, let me show you something. Yes, I heard you. Okay. Okay. So, like, let's say you got a cat. Let's say you got a good old cattle mutilation going on. What you're going to do is you're going to call us. We're going to come on out to your farm. First of all, we're going to read this classified and confidential book. Now you'll find out why I'm talking about MUFON like this in a minute. I sound like Elvis and stuff. Okay, but so what we do is there are classification. No, you don't mean to do me no harm. Oh, they mean to do. No, nobody's going to do me any harm. They also protect too. Let's rewind. Let's go all the way back. So remember I told you my first video with this phone was my first, actually my first MUFON unknown. So that means that MUFON looked at it and they said, what you have has not been found. We don't know what it is. That kind of thing. I started to catch more and more of them. And more to the point where I was so I have three MUFON unknowns, and I also have probably 60 sightings, and if that, even more, to the point where they consider me a serial submitter. And yeah, I'm not kidding. And to the point where they banned my IP address.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Let's take a look. Hold on just a sec. Okay, so they banned my IP address. So then I decided, well, if you're not going to let me submit, then I'll pay and become a field investigator. So what I did was, is here we go. What I did was, is that I called them and I paid the money, the $120 and become a field investigator. And I said, oh, by the way, I can't access the system. They're like, oh, what's going on with that? And then the IT comes back and says, oh, I blocked this IP address. Maybe it shouldn't have been blocked.
They had to unblock. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of their things. So the state investigator, too, also jacked around a good friend of mine who was also that I'm not going to mention his name because it's not that kind of a deal. Because he knew me, they thought that I might have somehow poisoned him and gave him a big old hassle about, hey, you better do this this way and you better do this that way, blah, 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 blah. And my friend's like, uh-uh. And so he went ahead and quit. I said, and then we saw some stuff, and he even he even took a copy of his phone and showed me some stuff that where the state events investigator had some stuff against me just because that I was friends with him. So anyway, yeah, that's what I think about MUFON. All right, now fast forward. I get my card. I pass the test. You have a year to do it. You have three tries and it's open book. I did it in 2 weeks, but I scammed it. I didn't read it all. And being ADHD, one, I decided it wasn't really for me. But then when they assigned me my first case, it wasn't from Georgia. It was from Alabama. And I live about 200 miles from Alabama. So why would they do that? But I've also been told that they treat other people that way. And for them being a nonprofit organization, for you to be able to go to one of their seminars is like $500 for the weekend.
That's kind of crazy.
Not when they don't pay any of their field investigators. This is all free. So as soon as he got me the case, I just said, you know what, I quit. And never really heard anything else back. And then they reblocked me again. But that's a whole nother show. We could go in and I can change my VPN, you know, for you guys who know about using a VPN. It works with a VPN though. Right on. But then I go in there and I'll name the case. Dude, you better do this case or else. And then they don't. And I have the case number and I have friends with them. It's kind of like, you know what? Okay. So the thing about MUFON is the fact that they treat people that way. It's what they do is not always kosher. A lot of it is kind of flashy and stuff. They're looking for the just top of the line stuff. And then they use some of the people like me or field investigators to get like the crappy stuff out of the way. So sorry, it became that kind of a show, but yeah, it is shady actually. Okay. Now back to this. Any of you guys seen a Skinwalker Ranch?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you might recognize this. This is the tri-field meter.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
Yes, this is way cool. So I've been told a few things. One is that thank you. Yes, it is very beautiful here. So I've got a really good friend who is up in Connecticut, and he is all into EMF, into magnetics, into a lot of that stuff. So one day I got this really crazy feeling. I was heading over, I would say this way, if you can kind of see where my finger is, and it's kind of down a hill, and there's a bunch of trees, and I saw some trees that were X like this, and that's typical Bigfoot. So I walked down there and I got to a point where I could not, I just didn't feel right. And so I turned on my tri-field meter and it was going nuts. And like, so right now it's on the RF. It was like beyond, it was like three over here. It was like, okay, great. Well, only to find out that my friend said, oh, by the way, if you've got a tri-field meter and stuff starts to get kind of nuts, it's probably because of Bigfoot or our friends up in the sky. And so that's going to be my next thing, is to watch this as I call them. But one time I did ask him about that reading. I called Tri-Field in Utah and asked him about it. And so they said that a lot of paranormal investigators will use, So this is, this would be a whole nother story right here. But Tri-Field, one of my best friends, works very, very well. I do have another video on my YouTube channel that's new, that my friend also told me about, regarding magnetism, which is a little bit more crazy. That high UFO hotspots can come. Well, hello, Carl. Finally got a name, Carl. Nice to meet you, Carl. Can you make the green light go off over here like this? It's like that while we're talking. And I'll turn this one back on. Anyway, high hot spots of UFOs can cause your car and other metals to become magnetized.
I've heard about that.
Yes. Yeah. And so me and a friend of mine did it. And hey, Jeremy. So me and my friend did it. And there's a video on my YouTube channel. You can watch as I move a spoon and the compass goes whoop, just like that. I mean, it's just like it just follows it around. And also in front of my car. Oh, yeah, I'll show you this. Oh, hello, Bob. Oh, now Bob's here. Carl and Bob. That's every time we get one that kind of gets with the questions that I said, the answers. I consider those you get a B for, you know, bingo. Except if you get Florence, you win the game. All right. So I was told about this magnetometer. Okay. So 52, 53, that's kind of normal. My car was reading 110. Yeah. And so I have it set for 90. I was going to say I could run in the kitchen real quick and get some kitchen utensils. Oh, wait. Oh, dude. Screwdriver. Now that could be the metal tip. That could be magnetic tip. Could very well be.
Magnetic tip, possibly.
I don't know. Maybe. Now I could run into. Oh, let's see. Oh, this is new. Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine from Florida. His car was fine. Nope. It's okay. Interesting. Oh, wait. It wouldn't be magnetized on the end, too, would it?
If the whole shaft is, it would be.
Oh, I see.
You can, right. If you take a screwdriver like that, wrap copper wire around it. And then hook up the battery. You can create the electromagnetic battery or electromagnetism of the screwdriver.
Now
it'll actually magnetize the shaft of the screwdriver, and it will magnetize it all the way through.
Ah, okay.
I have done that with the screwdriver.
Can you give me like 10 seconds real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. Let me run get some utensils just real quick. I'll let you guys BS real quick.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, so far.
How you doing, Jeremy?
You're good. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, Joe, that picture that I was talking about, I've got it actually queued up if we wanted to bring it up.
I don't see it down there. You can bring it up.
Oh, I can bring it up. I just... Yep, compass.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if this does it. Well, this one maybe. Dude. Let me
open it up.
Starting to wait a minute.
Now that you got a compass there,
yes.
Test that screwdriver. Bring that screwdriver up there to see what it does to it.
Oh yeah, it totally follows it. Yeah, it totally follows it.
So your screwdriver is magnetized.
The screwdriver is definitely magnetized. Let's try the spoon.
Some of them are these days. I mean, you drop a screw, it's easy to pick it up.
Yep.
This spoon. Oh, yeah. Z-spoon. Here we go. The spoon, baby. The spoon. Yep.
Now that's not magnetized, is it? Oh, look, I just went. All right. I'm being naughty now. That's not nice. Okay, now see what is up with that. Did I just jack with the friggin'? Yes, you probably did. Dang. Okay, that's not.
But no, bad. Earlier when, because you were talking about MUFON and everything.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you know, I was telling you about that picture I took.
Yeah, yes. You can go and show it to me while I figure out what's going on with my stupid camera.
So this picture I took, I used a Galaxy S5.
Mm-hmm.
And I, let me bring it up, make sure I got it up here. And I was...
there we go.
What prompted me to want to take this picture was because this area all along here, see this white cloud?
Yep.
It stayed there. It was there. But all along this top part of this white cloud was a black cloud imposed.
Wow.
It looked like a rain cloud imposed over it. You can see the outline of the white behind it.
Yeah.
So as soon as I could, I pulled over, I grabbed my camera, I did my thing. And this is the result of the picture, okay? Because the black cloud kind of dissipated, except for this one little section here.
So zoom in on it? Yeah, there you go.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
All right. Yep. Wow. That just said wow.
I know it did.
Huh, that's awesome. Wow. Yeah. See, and I just said, wow.
So,
yeah.
This is the results of it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how far in I can get.
No, it's okay.
It's not blurring out too much.
Yeah. No, it looks good. Yeah, that's but awesome.
What do you see? What do you think you see there?
It could be something that's cloaked, actually.
What's that?
I think it's cloaked.
Okay.
But here's
the kicker of this whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know how these cell phone cameras, they have that little red square?
Yep.
it kept trying to focus on that.
Ah, interesting. Wow.
Okay. And I went ahead and snapped the picture. So
now, did you have a feeling to look up there at it, or did you just happen to see it?
What caught my eye was the fact that this entire area here, on the front of this white cloud, was imposed with that black, dark, menacing-looking cloud, looked like a rain cloud. But you could still see the white cloud behind it.
Yes. Now,
and that's what prompted me to want to stop and take that picture. And then when I brought the camera up to start taking the picture, the black cloud had dissipated except for that one little spot. And that red square kept trying to focus on that black spot.
Yes.
So I went ahead and snapped the picture anyway.
That was awesome. But yeah, so
as you can see, it's literally over a cornfield.
Yeah. So if you think about it, look at the bigger picture. Look at that dome on the white cloud.
Over here?
Yeah. Keep going all the way around. Like make a half circle on the top of the flat. There you go.
Yeah. I see it.
To the other. So do you see that's a bit of a dome? And then the rest would be a flat craft.
And that black under here too.
That black could be an opening.
But when you do go in and start looking, it almost looks like there's something solid there trying to come through the clouds.
I understand you too. Thank you. Yeah, I see that right there, actually. Yeah, that's awesome.
It does look like something trying to come through, like it's like something solid. So, yeah, it's an interesting catch. And
it wasn't that back when we were still trying to pissing people off.
I don't recall if we were even doing the.
Well, you were want to see Marshall then, weren't you?
No.
You want to see the one I got from last night?
Yes, I was living in Marshall at the time, Joe.
So I can show you this from last night.
What's that?
Oh, I can show you the one from last night if you like.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, here goes.
You know how to share.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let's do the entire screen so you can actually see what I'm doing here. Oh yeah, you got it. There we go. So I'm going to hit share. Boom. All right. Now what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to show you this from last night. Okay, there we go. You do live on here. Yes, you definitely.
Tell me when you're ready. I'll bring it up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I sure will. So just one set morphing you. Okay, there we go. And this is it right here. Okay, so I'm going to drop this picture over into Photoshop. I'm going to use Photoshop to help me enhance the picture. Okay, because I want you to be able to see before I show you the actual video. All right, so here, let's do this. All right, so go ahead and it's shared right now. So I'm going to show that this is the best frame. Just drop this over here like that. Boom. Okay. So this is it. Can you see how it looks or is it pixelated?
I can see a couple of dots right there.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to image adjustments. Now this is Photoshop PS2. So, here we go. All right. Let's see what happens. What do you think about that?
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. So that's just that. I mean, I could play with it a little more and do that, but we're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So we know that ain't anything normal, right? Okay. So we'll leave that right there. Let's close that out. Let's just done. That's there. Done. Okay. Hey, no. Cancel. All right. Close that out and close this out. Okay, so my main thing is showing you that you can use whatever you want to be able to do your work. So now here is the craft. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the original video. It's 148 megs long or big. It is 1 minute, or no, it's, I'm sorry, let me start over again. This is the video. It's 115 megs long, 2320 by 1080p. It's also shot at 720 p.m. and we're going to take a look at it. And here goes. So this is the original film. It's ready to go. All right. And let me go ahead and turn this up here just a little bit. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah, you can actually hear my wife playing. We'll know here in a second. Okay, here goes. No, I cannot help. That's plain. So that's a plane. Let me go wide on this. And the reason why I'm showing you this is because I've already talked to them. And I said, hey, can you show yourself? So that's the plane.
So I'd be able to see you.
Okay. Now hold on. Oh yeah. Right here. I said I'd like to be able to see you.
Over here too.
Yeah, like that.
Yep. It came out just like that. Now remember what we saw.
Yeah, a plane.
Yeah. Well, now we did see the plane, but remember what we saw in Photoshop.
Me looks like a sky pearl.
Sky. Oh, and there's something else.
And then there's another one that just came popping in.
Popped up.
But this one started flashing.
Yes. All right. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of go a little by little.
John is going kind of crazy.
Okay, now, so I'm using this program called SM Player. It's free. I like it because I can go one frame at a time. I could also go back. I can rewind time.
Cool.
And then now I'm using the greater than. Okay, I'm going to zoom in on using the E.
So you're saying that you ask them. You ask them to show themselves, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And you didn't verbally ask them, you just kind of thought it, correct?
No, I also, I verbally and also thought it at the same time.
Okay. So that's kind of similar to the technique that Dr. Greer talks about.
Yes, CE5. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And so I've got a friend of mine who is, he is part reptilian. He is a benevolent reptilian. So he's one of the good reptilians. And I asked him, I said, you know, with the subcommittee stating that UAPs are real, what do we do now? Say, you know, I would like to be able to communicate. What do I do? He said, all you got to do is ask. So I'm going to show you this video that has no editing other than a title. Here goes.
Is there anybody here who can fly by?
Just ask if they can fly by.
We can see. You know, you're out there. My name is Les.
Just introduce yourself.
We'd like to just be able to see you. We see you just about every night.
Just be grateful when you're asking them. Thank you for showing themselves. And then before long,
the world that you're here,
they come. Yes, like that.
There's one right there. Hear that? Right there, just like that.
Just came up.
Wow, this is a separate video.
You know, I think it's awesome that you get to see them and stuff like that, and that you're filming these things. But
oh yeah,
myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a face-to-face with them.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I do too. That's my next... Oh, sorry. Let me stop. Stop sharing there for a sec. That's my thing too. That's my next thing. I've prayed about it, and yes, yeah. Because I actually prayed when I first started doing paranormal, I was seeing orbs, and I said, you know what? I said, you know what, God. I would like to be able to see something that I've never seen before. And that's when I started getting the UFOs. That was literally 3 months later. Then I met my friend Nigel Impey over in the UK. So I I can call him. My wife calls him. They seem to wait for us now. You can also go onto my channel. I release stuff almost nightly. I just I released that one, but the request and dedications one. So now I request them and dedicate them to my friends. I get blue ones. My wife got a red and blue one the other day. They'll wait for you. They wait by the trees. And even this other one that I was showing you, I asked it. I said, "Hey, can you stay a little bit?" And it, and I, you can see it actually stays a little bit there. That's my latest. Actually, on my YouTube channel, I haven't even put it out yet, but it's on my YouTube channel. So go there. You'll see that that's what this is in the close up. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what I do. I do paranormal, paraterrestrial. Let me see. Oh, I know. We could always do some of that night stuff now. Let's see. Light.
Yeah, we only got like 4 minutes left.
Oh, well, that's not good. Okay, well, heck. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to get just a cheap security cam, right? Just a cheap Wi-Fi security camera. Hook it up, get it your old phone, because I know you have at least maybe one. Get your old phone, set up the app on there, and just hit record and let it play. And then just the next day, about 5 hours later, make sure you stop it, because you don't want to do anything the night. And then just watch it yourself. You don't have that's why you need a computer to do this. You got to be able to just share it to your computer, share it to your Gmail account, or share it like that way. And yeah. Download it. And then you could, I never thought of that until just now. So you could do that and watch that with the free SM player once again, and go frame by frame by frame. And I want you to experience the stuff that you get.
Yeah.
And that's for everybody.
No, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
So what's next for you, Les?
So let me tell you, I am also in a documentary called Encounters, the Complete Interviews. It's on Amazon Prime. We've already done that. It's already out, so they're already doing season two, thanks to Bill Howard in North Carolina. You can see it on Amazon.com. I'm in episode 3. I have a full hour. So if you want to see more about how I do the UFOs, that's the whole thing. It all centers around a triangle UFO that was above my house.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's basically my new thing. This next year is going to be a big deal. There's going to be a festival. I shake my head because somebody saw a podcast and they're like, they were really interested in me. And they're like, you know what? We want to do a festival by your place. I'm like, hey, they're like, we want to see what's going on. So it's going to be about a 70 people event. It's going to be a week long. So we're going to be doing a sky watching event. That's going to be in May. And we have people flying in with their Cessnas and all that. So yeah. So this next year, this also, don't forget, Poland got hit by an unidentified object today. So if you look up ABC TV, Poland, unidentified object, they thought it was a missile, but had it disappeared on radar. Give me a break. 2024 will be the year of the UFO. I'm going to call it now.
I believe it. We are entering the year of awakening. Into a transition. So,
yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And
all right, Joe.
We are out of here. Let me see what's next week. I forgot what next week is. New book. I don't know who we have next week. The next. We got Joe from Beyond the Woodline Paranormal Podcast. So that should be an interesting show. Then after that, I don't know.
Well, that's all right. So
stay safe, everybody. Remember, anything's possible.
That's right.
Have a good weekend. Happy holidays, and we'll see you again in 2024.
Woo!
Yep. Have a safe new year.
Yes.
Take care.
Thanks, Amanda, Lisa, Jeremy, Lisa, Amanda, Kayla. Bye. If it wasn't...